Blackstone Publishing presents My Detective by Jeffrey Fleischman. This book is read by Emily Wu Zeller and Richard Ferrone.
For Aaron, Hannah, Barbara, and Ryan. Chapter 1. I sneak up from behind, yank his chin, lift the knife. So fast. The blade tugs at first but slides across the throat. His shoulders go slack. His chest softens. His feet do a puppet dance. But I thought there'd be more fight in this wiry rattle of a man. I lower the blade. He falls. Wobbly. Slow. Spastic. Face down. Blood spreading from his throat like a blown scarf. Knock-kneed. Pigeon-toed. One arm stretched like a swimmer's, the other like a hinge. I kneel and wipe the blade on his jacket. I sheath it and look around. A thin wind and a whirl of papers. The sidewalk on this stretch of homeless territory is empty except for two shadows more than a block away. They can't see me beneath the broken streetlight outside the Chaplin Hotel. I'm black as a crow's wing. Lycra tights, long-sleeved running top, ski mask. Gloves. I put my ear to his mouth. Silence. And brush back his hair. His profile hardens against the concrete. The conceit he brimmed with in life slithers away. It is splendid and strangely sacred. And I think that in the last beat, in the final act, he becomes almost human again. A sad, vulnerable creature succumbing to eternity. What power in this moment? What joy? I am in no hurry. I am strong. Deliberate. Precise as an equation. None of me will be found. I rise, glimpse the ragged corner, and slip the knife into my waistband. I walk toward the neon, pulling off my mask and gloves, gliding up Main, turning left toward Spring. Anonymous among downtown revelers, as if strolling home from a late workout at Planet Fitness. Voices, footsteps, music. I'm shaking a little, but not so anyone can see. My pulse surges, my brain like ice. I breathe in and think that a killing, like a cathedral or a bridge in the Balkans, can be marveled at for the intricacy of its design.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?